Okay, Rosh, I'm glad we did the Bechina yesterday. This way we can start fresh and not to do. Anyone who didn't get the envelopes, we gave out envelopes, I have more envelopes for those that didn't get envelopes. Okay, so we still have to do supplement 2 in packet 10. The Trumas Hadeshim. I tell you, if you learn halacha seriously, you have to know every Trumas Hadeshim. I think I've said that 7 or 8 times before. Right, Yona?
I know the Lula.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So as we said before, like the Shach points out, in the Trumas Hadeshim, he wrote the questions and the answers. So, Sheila, Isha Shergil Rosh Binya Zesha Olalol Pochas Biudal Yomachat Filosa. Avalacha Arba Asar Yomim Eila Keva, Fomim Tezbav of Tezayin or Yedzayin, Fomim Bechaval Chavbez Chavgim Chavdal Lachat Fila, Eila Kvias Bubum Halal Klau, if you can have Isha Shayla Vesas Matsuif and Dika Baila Kaltash Mishalach. Okay. So Zazoy. We have a concept of a Vesis Kavua and a Vesis Shena Kavua. So a Vesis Kavua means you see the same time 3 times in a row. Either 3 intervals in a row, which are 4 Rias, or 3 Chadashim in a row. That's a Vesis Kavua. Then a Vesis Shena Kavua is you see 1 time. Right? Now the Trumas Hadeshin here is going to make a breakthrough idea in Judaism. And that is their concept of a Veses not to see. In other words, we always talk about a Veses to see, you know, this time of the day, this time of the month. What about a woman who never sees, say, when she goes to the mikveh, for the next 14 days, she never sees blood. In other words, she's never going to get her period so soon. So that could be like a free zone, so to speak. In other words, so she doesn't have to be choshesh, because the context that he's talking about is a whole different Indian, which we didn't get to yet. And that is a question whether a woman who doesn't have a Vesis Kavua. So if she doesn't have a Vesis Kavua, so technically she could see any time when she come. So then maybe before she cohabits with her husband, she has to do a bedika. Right? Now, if a woman has a Vesis Kavua, she always sees on Chaf of the month. For 3 times, 10 times, you know, she always sees. So then any time in the other month she's not going to see, so then there's no chashash. But if a woman who doesn't have a Vesis Kavua, so then maybe there should be an obligation to be bodek every time before they cohabit together. Okay, that is a separate inyan that we didn't talk about. This chi of bedika, is there a chi of bedika? Because we talked about, you know, that this bedika is, we didn't even get to this inyan of bedikas for the zayin chi and chi. But, so let's assume, for argument's sake, again, this is yet to be discussed in greater detail, that there would be such an idea. Even though it's not so simple that there is such a... But let's, for argument's sake, there is such an idea. That before a couple cohabits, she has to do a bedika, because she's ain't a kavua. So she doesn't have a set time to see. But if a woman knows, she never sees, like within the first 2 weeks after the mikveh. So that's ke'ilu, there's a kavua not to see. There's a negative vesis. And therefore, it would be like a free zone, so to speak. And therefore, even if you would say there's a chiv to do bedika normally before tashmish, it would not apply in such a situation. That is the question. So his answer is that Yirad Zu Eina Tzricha Bedika Klal L'chol Asher Teshamish Kodem Arba Aso Yom L'Tvilasa. That that it's not a, she doesn't need a bedikah at all. She doesn't need a bedikah at all. Ain't it tzricha bedikah klal. So the Trumas Hadeshen is miyase the concept of a negative vesis. In other words, there's normally a vesis you're muchzach to see at a certain time. Here, you have a concept of the muchzach not to see at a certain time. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 2, Kuf Pei Vav Siv Gimel. It says, Isha She'eda Roa Pachas Yudal Yomim Achat Filasa. Avalacha Yudal Yomim Ein Lov Keva Ad Yudal Yom Dina Kedin Isha She'esh Lo Vesis. So just like if a woman has a vesis to see on a particular day, so when she cohabits with her husband during other times of the month, she doesn't have to do a bedika because no chashash. So this, say we have a woman who doesn't have a vesis kavua, but at least she has a kvius not to see at certain weeks, then she has a vesis kavua, which means that she has a free zone. And the free zone is that within these 2 months, two weeks rather, she does not have to do any vedikos, and she's free to go.
Is that
to do with
kviyas that she doesn't see every single month?
Yeah, in other words, she doesn't, she's muksak. Say, 3 times in a row she didn't see, like the Rabbanik says. So she's muksak, not to see.
Sounds very
Makudash.
What's the Makor?
The Makor?
Yeah, how can you...
It's a Svara. I mean, maybe he has some more Makoras, but I don't know. It's a... Yeah, I mean, it's not... I don't think it's such a... I mean, it's a chiddush that you know we don't in the Gemara, but it's not, I don't think it's so mechudish.
Why can't we say it's because she has like the vesis is at the 4th day? Not that like she was using the vesis that she doesn't.
She doesn't have any vesis kavua. She doesn't have any vesis kavua.
But
this woman.
The range is from day 4.
So normally, when you don't have a vesis kavua, if you hold like this opinion that you have to do a bedika karam tashmish. When you don't have a vessel kavua, so she doesn't have any vessel kavua. So the chiddush is even she doesn't have a vessel kavua, but she at least has a kvius not to see in these 2 weeks. So that's like so. What's the whole concept of vessel kavua? It means once you have a vessel kavua, so then you're not choishes to see other times. So then you have free zones outside the vessel kavua that you're not going to see. So if you have a vessel not to see within 2 weeks, then when you're in the 2 weeks. You have it's a free zone.
Why are we calling it a not to see? The vessel starts from day 14, so it's like a vessel to see from day 14. It's like a from 14 to
100.
Yeah. In other words, before 14 she never sees at all. After 14 she sees at random times. So within those 2 weeks, she doesn't have to do any bedikas because there's no chashash.
So why can we say like it's a vessel that starts on day 14?
Not that you look at the no, a vessel for why? She has no kvias after 14.
No, the kvias is expanded. It's
2 kvias. Yeah, but vessel kavua means you see at a certain time, a certain day, a certain you know
time frame.
Yeah. Okay. So the chavis das. On the next page, here on page four. Chavis Das says, "Dina k'din isha sheyesh lo vesis ma'od libi megamgem b'din zeh." So, okay, Zach, you have a friend. You have a chaver. Not bad. Masivis is not bad to be on his. You know. So he says, the name of the machmach shehuchsucha shlosha pomim she'ena roa biyomim eilu havadina biyomim eilu kisha Sheish Lavesesh Shalobashaz Vesta and Kane Isha Shiro Tomir Achar Shloshim Yom Vachar Shloshim Yom Ein Lavesis Pa'omim Magdemus Pa'omim Acheris Lotochosh Lo'ona Beinanis. So he says, if that be the case, what's the concept? We said there's a concept of Ona Beinanis day 30. That's the honorary degree for people who don't have Vestas Kavua. So we give them, that's their Vestas Kavua day. So what if you have a woman who doesn't see day 30? She has a longer cycle. She sees 32, 33, right? So she's muchzak not to see on day 30. So if you're going to say this svara that whenever you have a muchzak not to see, that's called sort of like a vesas kavua in the negative. So then a woman who doesn't see by day 30, she always sees longer, or like her body pointed out, she has three intervals in a row that she didn't see. So then she should not have to keep Ona Beinanis, because during the time of Ona Beinanis she has a Vesis Kavua. What? A Vesis Kavua not to see. So and the Chiddush of Truma Sadeshin of the Vesis Kavua is not to see is like a Vesis Kavua. So he says So he doesn't want to accept that. But others do accept that. In other words, so right, like Rabbi Eshin just said, maybe in a Hanami.
And he wants the Havdad does accept the idea that she can skip over the Ramadan.
Right. But if you take a look, other poskim say in a Hanami that she could skip. Rav Moshe has a tshuva here. I'm not going to read the whole tshuva now, but the whole tshuva here. Yeah, on page, I can't even read the page. Yeah, the truth is in the end of the packet. In Isha Shirot, Tomir Acha Shloshim Yom, Lozman Kavua, Mishlo, Lachosh Laona Beinanis. Right? Mamish, this question. So here's a whole tshuva where, and the maskana is, he's Mekel. And everybody's Mekel. So I tell people they can be Mekel. So everybody says, if you have a woman who three intervals in a row, which means they had four periods, and three times in a row they exceeded 30, so then the muchzak not to see on day 30, so that's like day 30, they have a vesas kavua. Ah, where's your vesas kavua? You don't have a vesas kavua, but it's a vesas kavua in the negative. In the negative.
So they both hold like Truma Sadeshin, but even more.
Right, so the question, right, in other words, no one was questioning the Truma Sadeshin. The question is, could this be Oker, the Vesas Kavua, the Ona Beinanis?
The Chavis stops, and he says, like, if in case Truma Sadeshin is right.
So then it should apply to Ona Beinanis, and he's not going to say that.
Does that mean that he says, Manila, I don't like the whole possession?
What does he say? Or
he said, Megamgen the father.
Yeah, okay, you're right. He's Megamgen in the whole thing, right?
Like,
right, you're right, right. It seems like he's questioning the whole thing.
Basically,
the
same way on
the issue. Yeah, so I think it's very mishtaber to be Mekel. And Rav Abadi told me once that he thought, which I think is also Mustaber, that there's no Vesus HaChodesh either. Yeah. You know, the poskim don't say it out, but it's like Rabbi Tuchman said, it's obvious as well. So he said to me, Rabbi Bali, that a woman has a long cycle, so she only has to keep the Haflaga.
So
only has to keep the Haflaga.
If a woman feels, let's say, 1 month a day, 30, and next month a day, 28, next month a day, 32, and keeps changing a different day every time, so if you're going to have 3 months in a row that most of the days you don't see, that become a negative vessel.
If she sees what? Say again?
If she sees a different day every month. So it becomes a negative vessel after three times since the last time.
Yeah, but it has to... I mean, for the relative to all the Beinus, it has to be that she sees past the owner Beinus. I mean, for Dikas, for Tashmish, that could be any time. In other words, as long there's a free zone that she never sees, so there's no Chiyav of Dikas for Tashmish, if you hold you need Dikas for Tashmish. But if you want to uproot owner Beinus, then you have to see three intervals in a row past the owner Beinus. That means when the time the owner Beinus came, you didn't see.
Is this assuming that those three intervals are not equal to one another?
They're not what?
Equal to one another?
They don't have to be equal. As long as, in other words, the Gabi owner Beinus, as long as they exceed day 30.
What if you're exceeding it every time by 2 days?
So
that can't become its own vessels?
If you have the same day, then you could have a Vesus Kavua Lahaflaga. If you don't have the same day, some 1 month it was 33, one day it was 34, one day it was 38. So you don't have a Vesus Kavua on any particular interval, but you have a Vesus Kavua not to see on day 30.
Could we apply this same principle, I mean, we're applying it now to like a day. Like 33, 34. What if she has a chazaka, she doesn't see, like before she sees, she always has a headache or a stomach ache or some symptom. Not a formal vessel of book, but there's something, she always feels a lot chalicious. Like, a little bit before she sees. So you say that until she has that chalicious, she has a chazaka, which is a zero. Not a formal, vessel of book, but like, she knows when it's going to, she knows, oh yeah, it's going to come in a day or two because I'm feeling well a bit, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if we say until she feels that, whatever that is,
mm-hmm.
it's like a chazaka lo shaliros.
Lugabe what?
Lugabe.
Bedikos v'tashmish?
Even for her own abandonment, even if she doesn't have a chazaka last 3 times she's had before 30 days, but she knows that she has a chazaka she doesn't see before she feels
she
didn't feel the chalishis before the 33.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I don't know. I haven't seen that, but I mean, I hear the svara. I haven't seen it, but I could hear the svara by, on the other hand, maybe, you can hear, maybe. But I can't say for sure that if the poskim accepted that idea, but okay, I hear it. I understand what you say. Do we have, there's an Aruch HaShulchan, I don't think we, okay, let's do now the packet 11, okay, packet 11. Those that didn't get, we have a new thing here. Yeah. A new, you can take a whole thing. Yeah, I'll give you a thing also, free of charge. Okay, so Vesus HaGuf. So, Vesus HaGuf, this is what Rabbi Tuchman was talking about a little bit. In other words, some women have different symptoms that come along with the period. And so here the Mishnah is talking about, the concept of a woman found herself to be a nida, so how much, how far back does she have to assume that she really was a nida? Because she touched some things within the past 24 hours. So is that an old tame? Do we say dayashaita? Do we say meis la'eis? So this mission says, kol isha sheish la'veses dayashaita. In other words, if a woman has a veses kavua, for something, so then, and if she sees during the time of the veses, so then she assumes that's when she got her period. She doesn't have to be choishish that 5 hours ago it came, and that she touched different things 5 hours before. Now he's of Eilein Avestas, Mehafekes, Meateshes, Vechosheshes, Kifi Kresov, Shupule Meecha. So now he's coming to give you physical symptoms. Right? Matashis to sneeze. And the other things, Hosheshapi Kresov, there's current like cramps. Okumins Maroras is like fever. So all these different types of things that she sees together with her period. So that's, so if she has a vessus, so that was what you're saying, if she has a vessus aguf, your case was, you're saying, I mean, your case was a vessus
aguf. Means after she gets her stomach ache, then 3 hours and 44 seconds, she'll see.
Right, but...
It means that it's not it's not a quantifiable, exact. But it's just
it could be your case is just a restatement of this concept of a versus a goof. And that means that... And then if that would be the case, that would be a versus kavua. And if that would be a versus kavua, then when there's a versus kavua, there's no...
Right, in my case, it wasn't
clockwork. Yeah, okay.
Well, mm-hmm.
Now this is the big discussion of cramps, because this idea of chofeshet pefim kresa is cramps, so that means that cramps is a veses haguf, and if she gets the cramps, then she has to, we'll have to see the details, be parish from her husband, because this is a this man of the vessus. So just like we said, there's a vessus for day 20, vessus 2025, so you can have a vessus for a vessus aguf, that she's getting cramps, so that's like, this is this man. So now you have to be punished. So that's the question. We discussed, in the beginning, whether cramps is considered a hargasha or not. So Lamaisa is my friend Rabbi Yankel Bergstein said to me, cramps you only see is versus aguf. You don't say beferish that it's argasha. So the Maram Shik, like Yankel Bergstein said, and he's the one. I mean, maybe the more modern ones, but the older posek who says this. So the Maram Shik, I think, puts that in within the Rambam's Nizdazei Agufa, that's called a Hagasha also. But that's more of a Chiddush. Not everyone accepts that. So, like Rav Yaakov Bergstein said, that L'maisa, the Pashtus is, it might not be Hagasha, it's a Vesa Saguf. Maram Shik was Mechadesh, that he thinks that that's included in the Hagasha, or some, we discussed this before. But if you want to quote somebody, who's the one who, it's a Eliezer, but if you want to quote the poskim, so that's who you quote, I'm sure. Some of them just came out, with an encyclopedia, sort of, on Hilchos Nida. Just came to the library, last week. Basically, Rav Moshe Fisher said it reminded him of sort of like a Masifta on, they have in the Gemara, so on Hilchos Nida. So he goes through like all the topics, and but he'll quote you who's the original source to say this idea, like with Shilas and Shuvas, Bal Tekuhuna, you know, like the Shev Yaakov. Okay, he'll quote Rav Gashi and Moshe, but you know, a lot of times people quote like later things when you don't, you know, like certain things you say a Chiddush, so you have to quote the, you know, the original, you know, where it's famous from in classicals, you know, like Rav Moshe said something, but it was said already by the, you know, by the Chasam Sofer, so you can't just quote Rav Moshe. You have to say that there's a Chasam Sofer there, you know, just to know, have a sense of history of, you know, of what was said. Because people just know their, you know, their generation, but you know, the Torah wasn't given yesterday, so you should have a sense of what was.
What was the Kiddush of the Maharam Sheik?
That cramps is a hargasha. In other words, this Mishnah is telling you cramps is a vesis haguf, but he's telling you cramps is a hargasha. So therefore, if a woman is staining and she has cramps, so that could carry over the carry the weight and say these are no longer kesamim. This is considered a ria. Not everyone accepted the Maram, but the Maram Shik, that's his, one of his contributions to Judaism, is to say this idea. Not everyone accepted the Maram Shik's this psak, but the Maram Shik was the Maram Shik. You know, he's considered a, you know, Rabbi Teichner told me from, he said that I think Maram Shik was one of the people that Moshe quoted Maram Shik. He was interested to hear. I think what. You know what he had to say. Certain poskim, Rav Moshe had, you know, when some of, Rav Moshe didn't look in. But that's if you're Rav Moshe, that's a different thing. Rav Moshe didn't look in the Svarim so much. That wasn't his thing.
Poskim from Gemara and Mishnah.
Yeah, and well, Shulchan Aruch also. He wasn't like the Rogachover either. The Rogachover, you know, poskim from Gemara and Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch was not part of his.
What would be the
Sfarim
why it's not
Hagashim?
It's too far before the period.
Yeah, like Rabbi Gedalia Berg said, so it could be, it doesn't overlap with the period. It's, you know, with the. Okay.
The Maram Sheik in the packet?
Yeah, I think I did put it in the packet. It's in the first. Yeah. Okay. So that's. So that's these type of things. Then you have another Gemara on page 2 here. Some Gimel Amud Beis. Elam Arbayil Asui Ochla Shum Rasa Ochla Betzolim Rasa Kisa Pilpulim Rasa. Whereas there's another type of Vesas Haguf that you eat something. Whereas the woman, every time she eats garlic, she gets a period. So that could be a vesis haguf. You know, you eat a chocolate bar and you. So that's another concept of achla shum.
If that was the case, would that mess up the Vesus Kavua, or we say this is an exception in general? Even if somebody had a Vesus Kavua, if this thing were just set it up, we wouldn't count it against three times to mess up a Vesus Kavua, because it's an external cause.
Okay, we'll see. Let's see. Now take a look on page 3. We have another idea of Kvitzos. Page 3, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Huna Kofts of Rasa. Every time she jumps, she becomes a nida. She jumps, becomes a nida. So you can have a vesis lekvitzos. So the question that the Rishonim deal with, so we had three things here. We had all these symptoms of, you know, cramps and sneezing and coughing and whatever. Then we had achla shum. And then we had kvitzos. Three things here. So the question is, are these things vestos on their own right? Or do they have to be accompanied by a certain pattern of the day? In other words, kvitzos on every third Sunday. Or just kvitzos alone. So the Rishonim talk about whether they... So if you take a look in Tosfos on page 2 here, Samach Gimel Amud Beis, so he says, "Ochlo shum v'rosa hoel v'al yidei maisehem eino vesis gomer v'lov v'chal v'masnisim." But the Mishnah talks about, you know, different things, the way Rabbi Forskuk says it in his book, symptoms. Here you're doing an action. So he says, "Yishlomu de'enu kavas v'esis l'kvitzus l'chudayim." The Omer Parakama, "Chol shetigvena machmas onus, fiu kama pa'omim lokova avo achlo shum lochoshiv onus kivlo torach shokvitzus shein riyu ba al yidei torach amimel." So he says like this: of the three categories that we said, we had the symptoms case, we had the shum case, and the kvitzus case. So he says kvitzus is the most shvach. So therefore, that's like an onus, you caused it. So therefore, it's not going to be a vesis alone unless it was together with some calendaric day of sorts. But the other ones, achlashum, or what? Or she got cramps. So that alone could be a vesis. If it happened one time, it's a Vesesh Eina Kavua. It happened three times, it's a Vesesh Kavua. Tosis. Sam Gimel Amud Beis, page 2. Now, not everyone agrees with this Tosis. You have the Ravid in the Balei Nefesh. Because eating goes into your system. You know, it goes into your whole mahus. Jumping is more external. Eating, once you eat something, that your whole system is.
Scientifically, does any of this like?
I mean, you mean you're asking about the kvitzos and about the shum.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing we know is, you know. There could always be an ishtana hatzvayim. You know, I don't know women today who eat shum but it doesn't mean that it couldn't have been, you know, Bisman, kind of Chazal, you know, just like so many other things changed. Okay, so, but that doesn't do anything for us because then we just won't have it. You know, if it scientifically is not happening, so then it won't be a vestus because it didn't happen. But look in the Ravid for a second on page 8.
But she's not going to get her. She's not going to see dam if she eats garlic every 3 days. And the eating of the garlic in itself is, you can't take in a vacuum.
Right, so that's what so he's saying that in a Hanani you could take in a vacuum.
But she may eat garlic every day.
So if that'll cause her period every day, so in a Hanani.
Is that it? That's Lahoya Malonibro.
I don't know. I wasn't there in the time of Chazal. I don't know whether, you know, whether it's Lohiyav or whatever. All I know is that maybe it doesn't happen today. I'm not such a maven of what happened then. But even if it never happened, I mean, if it could, I mean, if it would happen, this would be the
day. The assumption here is that whenever she eats garlic, she's going to see dam. That's the assumption here, right?
If that would have such a...
Yeah. Okay.
Word, which they'd give you a case that it happened. It doesn't mean that actually did happen. What if that would have happened?
Yeah,
this would be the day.
Yeah,
okay. Is this like a sore we've got, no matter what, is what you call the following, or is it like a chazaka that if science says, no, this really does happen, so you can add in anything?
If it doesn't happen, yeah, if something else happens, we're very open.
So something, like if science said, this is really, this other thing that Mishnah didn't talk about, this is really an indication.
Yeah, so you have another case in Achanami.
That would be
a halakha. Share havestos no ninolo. You know, you could have... Meaning, there's many opportunities.
So it's not limited to these three.
We're open to anything. We're totally open-minded here. Anything that works. Now, let's see the Ravid on page 8. Talk to Ravid, the bottom arrow. Oh, yesh, lo vestos acher shehen migufa, el shehen tluyim b'maise u'v'yonim. Ochlo shum v'rosa, ochlo botzel v'rosa, right? She had shum, she had, you know, all these dvarim harifim. The next kofts of rasa. So these things, so he's pointed out, he's different than Tosas, because Tosas says the eating is alone. He holds no, the eating has to come with maisa and yom. Whereas Tosas said that only by the kvitzas you need also the yamun. He's saying even by the achila you need the yamun. So, and then if you look in the Rashba in the Torah Sabayit, so he on page 4. So he says this idea. This is the last of the narrow lines. This is the gufa. Kegon b'hateshes pafekas v'yotze itushim. Yet then he says elohein have that second wide line. Elo vestos mafekas mateshes etc. Yeah. First word line is vestos. Mu mikol mokum mipirka or itshesh. Shlosha pamim, the rasa filu shelo biyomim yiduim, reza kavua v'choshes l'bikuim, etc. Umau, he says, in other words, the idea of piyaka itcha, right? Like we said before, but both Tosas and the Ravid agreed to this, that when the cases of sneezing and cramps and all that, you don't need yomim. You just have the as right by force clause, the symptom alone could make the vesus kavua, the vesus shena kavua. So why is that? Ma wafer hefresh yesh bin vesus zel and vesus kvitzos. What's the difference? That vesus kvitzos needs yomim. Hosem hushe ikre haria ina ella machlas onus. Choshit kven machlas onus lo kavul a vesus. Hava vesus de gufa adra baha orach who should go in the mikrim halalu? Mikrim himself, the mimosre halechas vadom hilka chafil blor kovus yomim kovul avesis. The way Rabbi Forst likes to formulated, there's a difference between causes and symptoms. That's how he says it over. That symptoms means that obviously something going on in the body, and this is a symptom that the period is happening. Or so those things don't need, but something that you're pre-opposing on your body, so then those things aren't as muchach. So those things you need the siyua of, you know,
days
etc. Okay. So that's this. Okay. So basically that's the idea. We'll see how we paskin. Yeah, if you want to take a quick look. Yeah, you want to take a quick look on page 17, Kuf Pei Tes Yud Zayin. He says, Kol Vesis Shenikva Machmas Ones, that's on Shekovtza, Afil Rosa Bo Kam Fomim, Eino Vesis Shebnei HaOnes Rosa. Because even if it'll happen several times, like Kovtza, it doesn't matter. We don't give that a din of a Vesis. But then, Keta, the next page, Kofza Becha B'Shabbos Rosh Adamu, Achas Yom Kofza Becha B'Shabbos Rosh Adamu, Achas Yom Kofza Yom Kofza B'Yom Shabbos, Nikva Echa B'Shabbos Achas Yom Shainodosh HaYom Garam Lok Fitzah. Kofza B'Yom Yadua, Kogon Barosh Chodesh, or Echa B'Shabbos Rosh Adamu, Yira Bo Kain, Kofza on Rosh Chodesh. She read Rosh Chodesh, she jumped for joy on Rosh Chodesh. And she, three times. Okay, so that's a Vesis. So now every time she jumps on Rosh Chodesh, she has to.
So does she have to be Chodesh only when she jumps on Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah.
Or even any Rosh Chodesh. It means a Vesis HaChodesh here or some kind of Vesis HaPlogo. How do we know it's Vesis HaChodesh or Vesis HaPlogo?
It only happens when she jumps, right?
Yeah, but if she jumped three Rosh Chodeshim in a row, you don't know if it's because she jumped or it's because of the haploga or whatever. Or the best.
It happened when she jumped.
Yeah, we can't prove. Maybe she has a way of having her re'ios on Rosh Chodesh, whether she jumps or not.
But if she for example, for 4 or 5 Rosh Chodeshim before. Didn't happen until like the day after, 2 days after, 3 days after, and it wasn't set. And then only when she started jumping was
set. It only came when she jumped. It didn't come early in the day. It only came when she jumped. Each time it came when she jumped.
She jumped at a different part of the day.
Each time it came when she jumped.
That day the Rosh Chodesh
went
out in a row.
She
jumped
with
Rosh
Chodesh,
it's ready,
and then it's late. Yeah, okay, one second. Now take a look at the Raivet on page 6. Vadam Rina Dechol Osa Ona Sura Davke Vesis Diyom. Now, when we said in the past that the first woman has a Vesis, like the old Vesis with Vesis, Achodesh, etc. So, you're asked for the whole Vesis. If it's a day Vesis, the whole day. If it's a night Vesis, the whole night. But what if you have a Vesis Haguf? In other words, she sneezes. She sneezes for 5 minutes straight. Or she has cramps, say, for 20 minutes. Right, and then she. So then the halacha is that when she has the cramps, that's when she's aser. When she doesn't have the cramps, she's mutter. So we don't say it's the whole onus. It's only when the cramps, because it's only together with the cramps.
So it's not the onset.
Ena asura el investabavad bein sheyesh lo yom kavua bein sheilo. But before, in other words. But Lufnei Vesta is mutar. Say she knows she gets cramps and every Rosh Chodesh she gets cramps. But it's only with the cramps. So the cramps is going to answer it. Say early in the day, before she got the cramps, she's mutar. It's not like a regular Vesta, that it's the whole owner. Al Vedas, the Mutars, Vibotka, 7. Peshas Vest. The Lord also Muteris Lachar Havesis. And then, after she, the cramps go away, and she did a bedika, so it's like it's over. Oh, but then he says, yeah.
So let's say she gets those cramps on the day of the. Let's say it doesn't come simultaneously. Let's say it comes on the day. She gets a cramp and then 2 hours later. Then
oh, so let's see. Let's see. So take a look at page 7 in the fifth line in the middle. It says, V'davka shehi regila liros kol hariya betachavesis. In other words, it's only if the whole time she sees blood is only during the cramps. But if a grila rose mimena achar havesis, menaveses ve'elach kol hayom. Masur menaveses ve'elach kol hayom. In other words, say she bleeds during the cramps, but then she bleeds even after the cramps. So then she's usher from the cramps until the rest of the day. Whereas it never comes before the cramps. So once he has the cramps, that's the beginning of the vessels. But since if the dam was muvla only when the cramps were, so that's the whole vessels. Once the cramps are finished and she didn't bleed, now it's like either the day's over.
She does a bedika.
She needs a bedika? Avada. Oh. You need a bedika. The vessels kavua for sure. You need a bedika, but then if it didn't happen, the bedika was good. Now it's finished. But if she starts seeing in the middle of the cramps, but the blood continues bleeding even after the cramps, so then the Ravid says she's usher from the beginning of the cramps till the end of the day.
She's already a nida when she's bleeding. So what does it matter if she's usher?
No. Oh, hello. Last month, that's what happened. Uh-huh. Last 3 months, that's what happened. Uh-huh. Now, this month...
She hasn't bled yet.
Yeah. First day. Okay? Haval kodem aves is mir betes b'lo b'dika. Okay. So that's how he... the Ravid explains. So if you take a look, so let's look now in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see how this is brought down. And the machlokas between Tosas and the Ravid, whether Shum needs Yomim or not. So if you look here on page 20 and 21, the Ramah quotes in the second line, page 21, Yesh Omrim Shakol Mashatir Al Yidei Machal Dino Kamo Shatir Al Yidei Kvitsa. So that's the Ravid's opinion, that they both need Yomim. And the other opinion is the Yeshua Mem Shadina Kavesa Shatir Ali Dei Mikra Shabgufa Vukovas Osa Afil Below Yomim. And then the other opinion is Tosus. So the Ramah quotes those both opinions. And then if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 22, so this is the discussion that we just had in the Ravid. The kula ben choshim lahem elin l'shaitam. Ketzad. Ha'isa regila lirosim haschalas havesis miyad. Asura kozman hamshachas havesis. If she usually gets a period at the beginning of the cramps, say. So then she's also that whole time of the cramps. Words, even within the cramps, Haiser Gila Ros Basofo, but say she only sees it at the end of the cramps, Eno Seres El Basofo. That's only if the whole thing is within the cramps time. So then, if it's not nimsheches, in other words, it's not totally muvla, say she sees it in the middle of the vesis, so then she has to ask it from the beginning of the vesis until the end of the ona. So the Chavas Das, our good friend the Chavas Das, has a kasha, why do you have to ask it from the beginning of the... In other words, those halacha is if she sees at the end of the vesis, but then the end of the cramps, but then it continues afterwards, we ask her from the beginning of the cramps and till the rest of the day. But why? If she only sees at the end of the cramps, then we should only ask her from the end of the cramps. In other words, if it's totally muvla, so we say, if it's only the beginning, so it starts from the beginning, then you have to ask her from the beginning and the whole cramps. If it's the end, then you mutter to the beginning of the cramps. Right? And then you only ask at the end. If it's not muvla, then you start from the beginning of the cramps till the end of the day. But why should you have to start at the beginning of the cramps if it's, if say she starts seeing at the end of the cramps, but it's not muvla, and it goes past, then it should only be asked from the end of the cramps. But they have to, the Ravid says, Shulchan Aruch says, you need from the beginning of the cramps. That's his kasha, page 23. L'chore kasha. As we view it as a Vesis Hayom. So this is the day that she... The day that
from the beginning of the
period. Okay, it's just where you can have a ask of it. Okay, you know.
What does he answer?
He says that because since it's not totally muvla, so we view it as this is the day of the cramps. The day of the cramps. So the day of the cramps begin when the cramps begin. Okay. Okay. Yes.
Kisa
Yom is nothing, right?
And so even the first time she jumps, she's done. We're not even going to be a koshish.
Right.
Not even like
a rabbi shimatuvah,
not like.
Right.
Nothing, not no
big gun or
anything.
Right. So I don't know.
I mean,
should we at least be
koshish
to
begin? I understand. It's not going to say, okay, yeah, this is kavod. I don't care about the yom anymore.
Right.
No, for sure, I don't care about the yom because kisa for yom.
My impression is that it's nothing, right?
The question is like. Should I be choshesh at least for the kisa? Meaning, it's not a kul, it's a chumra. Meaning, maybe I have to choshesh for yamim, right?
Right.
But when the kisa is alone, maybe I should be choshesh.
Maybe it's not going to be a vessel, maybe it should still be a...
Chosh, at least like a kavua.
Well, I haven't seen that. Did you see this? I understand your svara. It's very mustaber, as I... But...
Like what it says over here...
Let me know if you find someone who says it. Okay. Now there is a Taz on page 20 that we have to look at. A Taz and a Shach. Take a look on page 20. Okay. says Piacha Chaf Sif Chafal in the Mechaber. Piacha Barosh Chodesh. So she had some type of hiccups or whatever. Hiccups, that's another one. Hiccups, Barosh Chodesh. Barosh Chodesh hiccups. Verasa.
Drank soda.
Piacha Barosh Chodesh Verasa. V'chazva Piacha, v'tochi mea Chodesh. Chosheshes also Piach. So in other words, she has a vessel shein kavua. It happened one time. She hiccups. She gets hiccups.
We're not sure if it's connected to
Rosh Chodesh yet. So Rosh Chodesh then on the 20th of the month. So next time she hiccups, then she. It's also l'shamish at shetivdok.
Maybe it's just today, though.
So one second. So hiccups is from the hiccups is like cramps, right?
Yeah.
So this is the kasha. You see, we just I remember I told you many times kuf pei dalu kes and kuf pei tes dalu. So if you want to see somehow, so kuf pei tes dalu. What does it say? What page is that? Here. Page 16. Oh, yes, Chilik ben Kavasso, Slosha Pamlo Kavasso, Slosha Pamlo, Shakavua, Avopisha, Ovra, Onosso, Lohigisha, Sur, Lashamish, Shetivdo. By Vesis Kavua, if the Vesis Kavua passed and you didn't do Medikos, then you have your also Lashamish, Shetivdo. In contrast to the. And, but a Vesis Shaina Kavua, came in Shavuot and also Muteris, right? And on a Beinonis is the Dina Kivasis Kavua. That was the question, because on Kuf Pei Dalid Tes, he quotes two opinions, and the style opinion is that even by Vesis Kavua, you Muter afterwards. That's the question. So the question is like this, but a Vesis She'ena Kavua, that's for sure, once you didn't do a Bedika, and it passed, you Muter Mashamish even believe Bedika. With the Shabbos even believe Bedika. So the question is, this is a Vesel Shein Kavua, so why is also the Shabbos Shein Tivdok? So the Taz asked this question on page 20. Kasha. Sifkot Lam Chesen the Taz. Kasha. Ha Iso B'simen Zeh Sif Dalet Bim Lo Kavoso Shalosh Pobim Lo Botko Lo Oso Kevich Over Onur Muteris. You can't say that's b'di'evet and this is l'chatchila. The hashem b'vesis kavua. I'm a bereisha asur l'shamish eshetivdok. I listen to hachla. Feel hachla. I'm a hashem. The ena kavua is muteris. Even l'chatchila. Meaning, obviously l'chatchila would have been to do the b'dika. But you mean you didn't do the b'dika now, and you didn't have tashmish yet either. So what do we tell you to do now? Just have the tashmish, or do the bedika first. So he says, it's okay. You know, lechatchila you could be mishamish without the bedika. So how come over here it's different? So he says, so nira dekan bepiuk lora today. Kevish aderech hateva who be ishal lefahik b'shas riyosa or b'somuch lo havek reyesu lefanedu shitbeya kechomer today. B'shar v'esu jerekuva. So he's saying he's sold. That a v'esu haguf she'ena kavua is stronger than any other vessel she'ena kavua, and it's also the shamish eshetivdok. And the Taz says that's what the yisod that the mechaber is articulating. That normally vessel she'ena kavua liyomim, so you should have done a bedika on the yom vessel, but you didn't, and now the vessel passed, so you went to the shamish lachatchila b'li bedika. But if you have a vessel, because vessels, like we saw the Rashba, like Rabbi Forrest explains, it's symptoms. Symptoms are much more, you see, chomer. So even one time with symptom, you shouldn't be mishamish until you bodik. That's how the Taz explains the Mechaber. The Shach and the Nekudas HaKesef argues with this. He, in other words, the Taz is a Yesoid. This is a good Yesoid. You have to say a Shir. This is like a Yesoid in the Taz. You know. The Kudus HaKesef, that's the Shach, says, Kosher, no, lo Kosher Midi. He said, nah, Tar Kosher. Dach Fadi Yefshah lo Lomar She Tocho Shlad She Tipoik. Kach Omar Vasul Shamesh She Tivglo. In other words, there's no such thing. The halacha is that a Vesu Sheina Kavua is Mutter afterwards. So why over here does he say you have to...
We don't know when
he's going to be in front. Kolomar, Mesom Lecha Achar Piyuk, Shamesh. In other words, he said like this. If you want to have Tashmish, the couple is ready to be Mishamish. And she just hiccuped. Right? And now they're in bed already. So if he wants to be Mishamish right away afterwards, so then he has to do a Bedika. Because maybe she saw. But if it's already half an hour past the face, an hour, whatever, it's the next day already, or something like that, and it didn't come, Florigishim Muteris Kevin Shein Kavua. Aval else if Dal came Shetoloi Bizman, Im came Biyad Achar Azman. Now it says, when it's a Vesis that's Kavua Bizman, like the Vesis Yom, so then once the Zman is over, you Mutter Miyad without. But here, it's not Toloi Bizman, it's Toloi on the Piyuk. So maybe the Piyuk, maybe she bled. So you have to. But in a Hanami, if the Zman passed, you know, and it didn't happen, because you only have to be choshish that it happened right then, when she was hiccup. So if you want to be mishamish right then you have to do a bedika. But if you wait later and you see that it didn't happen, then it's mut. Yeah.
Before it has this mukhaf like that, because if it's as man, you know when to do the bedika during that day.
Right.
During that month. She doesn't know when she's going to hiccup or sneeze or whatever.
Right.
So what do you mean, Erev she hiccups, it's done already.
Right.
Obviously,
the bedika by the hiccups
can't be v'shasa hiccup.
Right, because you're not ready. Right.
It's not like you can.
So right, the hiccup and then you do it.
Right. So that's what he said.
Right. So the hiccup and then you do it. It's not a special din here because now we're talking saying that's the hechitimtsa of how you do a bedika by a hiccup. See, by this man, you have the whole day to do a bedika.
You know ahead of time.
You know that this is the day. So you can, right, but here you don't know hiccup alert. You don't know when it's happening. So you have to hiccup and you do the bedika. So if you, and then that's the time l'chatchila should do the bedika. But once it's past that's the equivalent, Rabbi Tag was saying, of being this man. So therefore it's the same. It's just logistics are different. That's what Rabbi Tag was saying. That's how he's explaining the shach. Whereas the Taz is making a whole thing that even if you hiccup and now it's 5 hours later, you still have, okay. Then Reb Moshe has a couple of tshuvas here. We'll just see quickly about Vesis Haguf on page 25. The tshuvas will take a look. Yeah, if you want to see on page 28, Rabbi Cheskel Roth and Cheskes Tara, he says this thing we said before, that any, you know, we're not limited to the cases of the Chachamim and Shulchan Aruch of what is a Vesis Haguf. She sees some mucus comes out of her body, and then she, you know, for Isi Vatzorach Latikam, Kikvi Anira, there come in, she knew. So it's only examples. It's not, And then Rav Moshe has on page 25,
He gives an example. Dor isha she'en lo vesis yomim, alo kamar b'chol pan shavua kodem riyasa. Week before the period, she has chest pains. She'esh lo keiv v'chazeh. B'tchila hu ke'ev rafe. First it's a small pain. V'chachek m'schazek ha-ke'ev. Then it's a heavy pain. U'v'sof m'srab, then it's a lighter pain. And then she gets a period. So it goes soft, hard, soft, and then the period. So when at what point do you have to be parish? Again, the soft pain.
Throughout the week.
Throughout the week. So it's soft, heavy, soft, and then she sees. So it says, right? Because... So there's talking about basofa you saw during the cramps. Achudavka bekvar nikvah lo vesis gufze. But til sarach lechosh gdam liyomim asher tikvah rag vesis zed hainum be'em amamish shum zman el aflogah she'enu shove. Maybe that's what you're saying. Oh, shafa you beis palmim zman shove in vesis gufze hakeiv b'chazav hachakach zman she'enu shove nami huvar shalo hayom gorim el vesis aguf. So this is the similar idea. He says she only has to be choshesh when Achit is rapper gave. The Afim who versus Haguf, Hamafurish. Here it's question whether this is called sofo or this is called achakach. But he says only when it relaxes after the second time of relax, you know, it's soft, hard, soft, and then the period. So then you hold the choshesh afterwards.
The second soft one,
right? So, and then he has another case where women who stain before the. That's another discussion about how to be kovei avesis. See, many poskim hold that a woman stains and then she gets her flow, that the avesis is based on when the flow is. Rav Moshe says, no, if she stains and then the stains become the flow, then for next month you choshesh for the avesis from the time of the stains. Unless there was a hefsek between the stains and the flow for a day or so, a day or two. So they're not. But if not, there was. So not everyone says like this. The Rabbanim say, Rabbi doesn't say like this, whatever. There are others that don't. But Rabbi Moshe is saying if it stains and then the stain. And you never had a day respite between the stain and the flow, then the. The vessels for next month is based on when she started staining. Others hold no, that even if there was no respite of a day, she stained, and then the next day she got her period. Today she was staining, and the next day the period. So many poskim hold that the vessels is nikva based on the flow. In other words, it could be some poskim hold that if they were parish already, and she started staining. then you could count it maybe for day one of the day of the 5 days of the seven. But the beginning of the counting of the 5 days and when the vessels is are not necessarily of Hatalia. In other words, right, because in other words, it could be that she's staining, so they would perish. And then they didn't have Tashmish, they didn't touch. So that maybe, according to some, could count as the day one of the five. But the Gabe, when you're going to be Koveya Vessis for the next month, so Rav Moshe said you can be Koveya Vessis based on the stain. It would make, you know, a difference. You know, it could be a big difference whether you say like Rav Moshe or you say like other Shikris, whether the Vessis is Nikva based on the staining. Which the staining, which ultimately, see, Ksamim was not Koveya Vessis, but he's saying that Ksamim that led into the flow, so that's the beginning of the flow, really. And others say, no, Ksamim are not Koveya, so Ksamim are not Koveya. And then once you get to the flow, that's what's Koveya. That's the more common sheet, I think. Rav Moshe says this Chiddush, which I don't think is as a common. He holds that you go with the flow. Even if, so, the staining before, even if there wasn't a day respite, you know, staining Tuesday morning, and then a couple of hours she didn't see, but and then Tuesday night she got the flow. So he would say it's a night versus. Moshe would say it's a day versus, because the staining already happened in the day. Okay, Rav Moshe. Good. So tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we're going to have Shia tomorrow as well, the same time. So this way, you know, we shouldn't miss the flow. Right. We don't want to miss the flow here. So does anyone need the envelopes here? Anyone who didn't get?